historical record is clear. The prime directive of communist strategy is conquest from within. The second most important lesson to be learned is that at the time of takeover, the actual number of communists in any country is usually less than 3%, and in many cases, such as the Soviet Union itself, it has been less than 1% of the total population. The place to begin this inquiry, therefore, is to examine the strategy by which a tiny minority can capture control of an existing government. The success of this strategy has been largely the result of two factors working together. One is the mobilization of mass action among the non-communist population, demonstrations, general strikes, or insurrection. The other is the paralysis of the target government, the inability to fight back effectively, indecision, delays, blunders. It's not surprising, therefore, to learn that a major part of communist strategy is devoted to techniques for creating exactly these two conditions: mobilization of the masses and paralysis of the government.
In August, kas meil seda ka siin on nagu